You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Runs a plenty in the desert Friday between the Diamondbacks and the Marlins. Zach Greinke has owned the fish throughout his career. His opposition, the lanky lefty Adam Conley, who watches a 2-0 lead disappear.
Iannetta hits a high fly ball, deep left field, Ozuna at the wall, and it's gone! Chris Iannetta, his 15th, and it's 3-2 Diamondbacks. He belts that into left. Goldie will score, 7-4.
Drive down the right field line, that's trouble. And that ball is gone into the bullpen. Three-run homer, Bohr, and this game is knotted at 7.
High in the air. Deep center field. Way back. It's gone. Chris Iannetta, 8 RBIs, and it's 12-9.
And a ground ball to short. Marte's got it, goes to second for the force, and this game is over.
Even though the Diamondbacks were officially eliminated from NL West title contention due to the Dodgers' victory over the Giants in LA, Torrey Lovello's troops nonetheless inch closer to a playoff berth after a wild 13-11 win against the Marlins at Chase Field. Here is the Arizona skipper sharing his thoughts after the game.
A win is a win, and I thought it was a good team effort the way everybody picked one another up. I know it wasn't Zach's best outing, but he grinded through four innings, did what he could to go as long as he could. I thought there were some really good spurts of well-thrown pitches from the bullpen. But offensively, that's what carried us today. So what can you say, first of all, about Chris Iannetta's big day? It was 8 RBIs, a grand slam that puts us ahead just all over the baseball. I think he tied a team record with 8 RBIs. J.D. Martinez also hit a home run, it's 13th in the month, and I know that tied a club record. So when you're talking about things like that, you know you're doing something special on a given night. But I want to also make sure that I mention Fernando Rodney with his 300th save. What an incredible accomplishment. It's a long time that he's been doing some really special things in that ninth inning. And to be recognized by the fans in that special way, it was a pretty nice night for him and for the ball club. Well, first of all, there's some great leadership qualities behind the plate, and he's worked very well with pitchers throughout the course of the season. And offensively, we knew that there was great potential in there. He'd had some good years, good offensive years, and we felt like with a combination of he and two other catchers, and all of them being well rested, there was a chance he could do something like this. But it's been an incredible run for him. Numbers wise, offensively, it's been a very, very productive year.
I know we're kind of get lost, but how important was Hoover's work in the sixth inning to kind of keep them at bay and allow you guys to have that big?
Yeah. Those are those little things that slip through the cracks that nobody really notices. But JJ comes in and gets us out of a little bit of a mess. Lets us kind of get back to that. Part of the game and into the dugout where you can take a deep breath and say, all right, hang on, let's play some catch up. So, the first several innings of the game was not moving very quickly. Both pitchers were getting banged around a little bit. So when he came in and threw the way he did to the hitters that he threw to, it gave us a good boost. And obviously it led to some really good things.
So before we played Mark Tate's on the last play of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was a challenging play, but I think we've got really good infielders to make that play look fairly routine. I thought he was under control and he got to the ball pretty easily. So, Fernando has decent numbers against Giancarlo. Would have been a great matchup. It's probably something that he would have remembered if he had done it that way or the way he did it. I know it was a special moment for him, and we'll collect that win any way we can.
What didn't work?
I think his secondary stuff was a little inconsistent. His fastball command wasn't exactly what he's been showing for pretty much the entire year. So I think the combination of two things with their patience and waiting him out, they had a good game plan against him. And I think he started to grow a little bit frustrated throughout the course of the outing. I think you could see that, something that I was picking up on. So it was a perfect storm. It was a perfect storm that they kind of hit him, and it was time for us to turn over the bullpen. Gosh, let me see here. I know. I think there's been some little hiccups. Yeah, for the past couple of starts, you know. But you know, these guys aren't perfect. They've carried us all year long, and we know that this is a hard game. So I always look for the bounce back. I want to see what these guys look like when they come back the next day. Work their 4 days leading up to the next start, and I think we'll get on that train with Zach tomorrow. Yeah, I think there was a little extra charge in our day, and you could see how excited CI was when he hit that grand slam. I think that's an indication as to where we're at and the feeling that we have inside of the dugout. The fans were out today and really supporting us. There was a tremendous energy, but this is September baseball. When you're driving towards something that's special, as we are, we feel that. We feel that moment. Yeah. Well, it was a tough decision for me. I wanted to see if we can get him through five innings and get him a chance to win a game. So I felt like after he hit and what I saw in the fourth inning that it was time to make a move. So there were some tipping points there, and I was wanting to give him every opportunity to go back out and possibly collect six outs and put himself in line for a win. He's earned that in my eyes. He's been our ace. Even though he'd given up seven runs, I think there was a mistake, and a big blow was a three-run home run by Bohr. You know, you take that away, I think he has a chance to pitch into the fifth inning, and that was my mindset. I didn't want one swing to change my mind.
Chris Iannetta was the major story for the Diamondbacks on Friday night with a career-high 8 RBIs, as he's now driven in at least 7 runs 2 times this season, the only player in the major leagues with that distinction. Iannetta spoke to the media after helping to set the tone in a 13-11 victory over the Marlins at Chase Field.
I'm just trying to get the runs in, or a run in to tie it up. I was trying to get a pitcher over the plate to do something with, and luckily 3-2, I got a pitch to do and battled it up.
And a career-high 8 RBI in the game. How are you feeling at the plate? Because it's looking good.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, just thankfully the organization, Torrey, has confidence in me and put me up in the lineup, getting some opportunities to do some things, and I'm just thankful to get it done.
What was it like for you in that moment when the crowd was calling you out for a curtain call?
I didn't know. Guardy was telling me to get out there, and it was the first time that ever happened. It was awesome.
And to actually working behind the plate, looking at Zach Greinke today, an uncharacteristic start for him. What did you see from your ace tonight?
You know, just one of those things. If you pitch long enough, if you pitch throughout a whole season, you're going to have some games that are kind of so-so. So, you know, just chalk it up to one of those games and then keep moving on.
And then on the other side of things, Rodney comes in to close the door on this one, garnering his 300th career save. What does that say about what he can do out there, and he's still doing it?
I know, he's doing it. And he didn't start off as a closer either, so it's even more impressive. I mean, you know, he's been the guy at the back of the game for us all season, and he's given us a chance to win a lot of games, and, you know, we're thankful that we have him.
Lastly, I know you guys don't want to get ahead of yourself, but you're closing in on a playoff spot. Yeah. What does it mean for the team to start off this homestand with a victory? And just what's going through your mindset as that magic number gets smaller and smaller?
Yeah, we just need to keep winning. You know, we got to keep building some momentum going down the stretch, and hopefully we make the playoffs. And if after that, we'll figure it out from there.
It was another high-wire escape act for Fernando Rodney, but the veteran closer got the job done once again as he picked up career save number 300 as he helped seal the Diamondbacks' 13-11 win against the Marlins on Friday night. Rodney spoke to the media after the win.
All my staff worked with me. All my friends are hanging out in the Dominican Republic. Defante, Lilin, Moreno, my brother Alfredo, my mom, my father. I think that's the best gift I can give it to all this guy and all the fans follow my career.
It meant a lot to your teammates in here, too. They joked that they might have been a little bit more happier than you were.
they happy, they enjoy the moment. They share it with me with a couple ghost lie in my head. They pour in the little car, take me to the bathroom, to the shower room, and everybody throw a couple something in my head, like a motivation, celebrate the 300 day.
What's it like for you right now, just to with this team, when you guys are so close to a playoff berth, and just the camaraderie you're seeing in here?
I think everybody know what we're looking for. I think all the group we have here in the clubhouse, they know what we're looking for. We try to keep playing baseball hard, keep playing, and we see what happens, who we want to face, and keep rolling.
Big games, players will take home mementos to remember the occasion. Anything you're taking to say from tonight's game?
All the last eight games is going to be big moment for us, because we have like 3-4 teams behind us, and we want to keep run with this guy and keep winning, say the first World Cup for the fan, because they need it. And we see what team we're going to face, and Louis, Rocky, Brewer.
So they carried you into the shower, is that what you said?
They put me in the little car right there. So they put me inside, they take me over there, turn the shower on, throw beer in my hair, and celebrate.
Feel good?
Yeah, feel good. Very good for tomorrow.
And that whole celebration must have been kind of fun.
And the celebration is good, because I saw all my teammates come and tell me congratulations, Ronnie, and they made me feel better.
Did you get to keep the ball?
Yeah, I had to keep the ball and then the lineup, so they're going to make like something, and then they're going to give it to me.
The plaque. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Taiwan Walker opposes Dylan Peters on Saturday.